know, it's definitely going to be a challenge for us. Like you said, it's a veteran group. You know, they have a lot of experience back there. They've played a bunch of football. And just from seeing them on film, they work real well together. And, you know, that's just going to be a thing for us. You know, we're going to have to step up. We know we're going to be a group that's going to have to, you know, make big plays in this game to hopefully, you know, break it open and, you know, help, you know, make those big plays and get the offense going. So, you know, we're ready for the challenge. You know, we know that the receiver group as a whole is going to have a target on our back just because of, you know, the guys that we have and, you know, with the guys that we have coming back. So we're excited for it.
What's excitement like now that you actually have a game to prepare for what's game week?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I was walking around all last week kind of saying, man, I hate this week just because it was the week before the game. And it's just, you know, now, you know, you don't practice all week and then Saturday hits and you don't have a game. You know, it's go time now. So you can kind of see it in everybody's eyes. You know, it's about to get real, real fast. And, you know, it's good to walk around and, you know, kind of see everybody. And, you know, whenever you look at them, you know, they know it's ready. And, you know, today is going to be good to get out there and, you know, be our first full pad practice for game week. So we're excited about that.
A little bit of a deja vu for you guys. This, you know, second year in a row, you guys are playing a Pac-12 team to open the season. It's kind of one of the marquee games of the first week. A little bit of deja vu for you?
Yeah, you know, without a doubt. And, you know, a lot of us, you know, were able to play in that game last year. And, you know, a lot of us were able to play as young guys. And, you know, we say it all the time, you know, somebody's going to step up that we, you know, haven't heard of yet, a young guy, it could be a veteran guy that's, you know, starting to play for his first time. You know, we're always looking for that guy who's going to kind of just show up and play for us and play real hard. And, you know, it's you know, definitely a big opportunity playing on that national stage. And, you know, we just need to go out there and do our job.
You sense a different type of excitement, a new coach or on offense, a new coordinator and a new quarterback. Is there a different kind of excitement heading into this week?
Yeah, without a doubt. And, you know, we're all just excited to see what we're able to do. You know, there's been so much, you know, through the spring and through fall camp. It's an excitement that's been being built up for a while. And, you know, we're finally, you know, able to see what we're going to be able to do when we put it all together and go out there and play. So, like you said, it's just a different excitement because it's a different look and a different feel.
What can you tell us about the continuity and how does it compare to about this time last year?
It's, you know, it's different. You know, obviously, you know, some things have changed and, you know, they've changed for the better. And, you know, I think, like I said, I say it over and over again, just the feel with this team and, you know, with everybody buying into one another and what Coach Sumlin has done with changes on the off season and whatnot. And, you know, we put together our leadership council, you know, this past weekend and, you know, all of us are talking, you know, it's, you know, we are real excited where everybody's at. And, you know, we stood up in front of the team on Saturday after practice and, you know, kind of told them, you know, the rules and, you know, how the season's going to go from a leadership aspect. And, you know, everybody bought in. Everybody was really excited about it. So it's going great so far.
How many sophomores are on that?
It's me, Eric McCoy. And I think that's it, me and Eric McCoy. So,
nice.
Yes, sir.
Christian, a little along those lines, I realize new offensive coordinator, new offense, but schematically, what are some big differences that you see in this offense compared to last season?
You know, it's you know, I've said it before. It's a lot of, you know, stuff for the defense to look at. You know, there's a lot of motion and different formations. You know, we don't have, you know, 200 different type of plays, but, you know, we might run the same play five times, but it's going to look different every time. And that's a good thing that Coach Mazzone is real good at. And you know, it's real tough for the defense to you know, kind of look at all that and make sure that they're on their keys. And it's definitely, you know, something that we can use to our strengths. And you know, hopefully, you know, get the run game going early, get the passing game going early. And you know, I think once that happens, you know, we'll start clicking in and we'll settle in, be easy.
Has Coach Mazzone said anything about the fact that you're facing his old team?
Yeah, you know, it's you know, obviously it's exciting for him. He's been there for the past 4 years. And it's a challenge for him as well. You know, obviously that defense has seen his offense for the past 4 years, and you know they're going to be ready for us. But you know, that's on us as players to go out there and, you know, execute whatever play that he calls and execute the game plan. You know, we have, you know, many keys to the game that we believe that if we, you know, get those done, then, you know, we'll be able to go out there and have a successful football game.
Since the defense does maybe know his system better than any other team in the country, or you guys going to throw in any wrinkles maybe they haven't seen?
You know, that's up to Coach Mazzone. You know, that's up to his game plan. And like I said, you know, whatever play that he calls, it's just our job to go out there and execute. You know, they could, you know, he says it all the time. You know, any defense can know what play you're running, but, you know, it's still their job to go out there and stop you. And, you know, like I said, UCLA is a very veteran defense. You know, they got a lot of old guys that have played a lot of football. So, you know, that's just our job to go out there and take on the challenge.
Have you sensed this offensive line has started to gel in practice where they've been able to give Trevor and company time to operate?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I felt like these last couple of weeks in fall camp, they've really, you know, kind of gelled together. And, you know, Coach Turner has moved some guys around. And, you know, once they've kind of all been in their comfortable spots, you know, they've looked, you know, real good. And, you know, I'm excited about how far they've come because, you know, a lot of people were questioning, you know, what their that the offensive line was going to look like, especially at the beginning of the season. But now they're looking real good, and I'm real excited how far they've come.
Took on that Pac-12 opponent on, well, not really the road, but at NRG in Houston last year. Now you guys get to open up the season at home. How big is that? How much are you looking forward to opening it up at Caulfield?
Oh, it's awesome. Just because, you know, we know how the 12th man is, you know, just being the best fan base in the country. Week one, at 2:30 game, you know, that's what everybody wants on a Saturday. And, you know, we know that the fans are going to be behind us 100%. And, you know, that just makes us, you know, play even harder. You know, when we run out there and, you know, you can barely hear, that just, you know, it makes your heart, you know, bump even faster, and that adrenaline's going. So it's definitely something that we're going to use to our advantage. And, you know, hopefully that we can go out there and, you know, keep making big plays.